Yeah, absolutely. We need to always remember those 10 other people who were killed as well. And the complex political climate at the time. Marikana didn't just happen. There were various incidents that led to it happening. At the start of the show, I asked you what your memory was of Marikana. Do you remember it? Do you remember where you were? For me, it was such a significant event in South Africa. And I think it's important that we remember these things, which is why I found the study from the HSRC so interesting about whether or not people actually remember Marikana. So the Human Sciences Research Council did this survey called the South African Social Attitudes Survey. 2,996 respondents older than 15. And the survey suggests that basic public awareness of the Marikana massacre, like other key historical events, is lower than anticipated. Let's speak now to Dr. Benjamin Roberts, who's a research director at the HSRC. Dr. Roberts, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time today. Tell us about some of the findings from the study.
Yes, thanks. So what we did is we really were interested in the idea of collective memory and understanding how particular historical and particularly decisive events in our recent as well as our more distant past were remembered by the public, and particularly with an emphasis on sort of learning and healing and really the whole idea of the strength, you know, the sort of idea of memory against forgetting. So the survey, particularly in relation to Marikana, asked directly the extent to which the public was aware of this particular event of 10 years ago. The findings showed that only 41% said that they knew enough about it to be able to describe it confidently to a friend. Another 40-odd percent said that they had heard of Marikana massacre, but really knew very little about it. And then about just under 20% said they hadn't heard of it before. So while there's large shares that have some degree of knowledge, that knowledge tends to be very thin.
Mm. And comparatively, you also looked at other historical events such as Fees Must Fall movement from 2015-2016, but then also the Soweto uprising and the Sharpeville massacre. How did Marikana compare in terms of collective memory?
Well, generally what we found is knowledge of all these different types of historical events is quite, you know, is circumscribed like Marikana massacre. We found that obviously the more recent the event, there is a tendency to remember those a little bit better, but not dramatically so. So, for instance, the Fees Must Fall, again, we only found 40% of South Africans said that they were aware of the Fees Must Fall movement and could describe it to someone else. It gets much lower when we look back towards events of several decades ago, such as the Soweto uprising of 76 and the Sharpeville massacre of 1960. In the case of the Sharpeville massacre, only 26% said they were able to describe what this event was all about.
Mm.
So really it's very, very low general awareness of events of this type, and really it's between about 40% of the public really is able to describe what the meaning of these events is all about.
And of course, if you fail to remember, as you make the comment in your statement around this, then we face the risk of having many more Marikanas, and that's why memory is so important.
It's crucially important for various reasons. One is issues of justice, of healing, of the kind of values we want in society, but also it's despite the painful nature of these episodes, they are critical points for sort of conversations about what kind of society do we want, and asking those hard questions about the nature of power in society, and issues of protest, issues of living fair living wages. So it raises a whole sort of complex set of narratives that we need to reflect on and address and sort of learn the lessons of the past and reflect on their relevance to the present and think about where we want to go as a society.
Dr. Benjamin Roberts, Research Director at the HSRC, thank you for unpacking that. Just really, really fascinating, this findings of the study, telling us that people just don't have the awareness or the memory of the Marikana massacre that I would have expected. And that's why I'm asking you today, what are your memories of Marikana? How do you remember it playing out?
Hello, Mandy. It's Moses here. I remember the day, that day, the late Xolani Gwala was covering that story, and the shooting had just taken place. It was a tragedy, seeing those people falling down, like, I don't know. It was a tragic moment for our country. And I hope their families will find closure at some point. Thank you, Mandy. Moses, Tutorial.